What's up, you guys? Sean Ross at Fightful Select, the Q&A show. Sorry that I wasn't able to do one last week for London week, but I did a couple of text-based Q&As, got to as many as I could with that crazy travel. But here we are. By God, let's go ahead and get into it. We're asked, any chance of Drew McIntyre debuting for AEW at All In? No, his contract extends well beyond that. They've got a good relationship right now, but he wouldn't be able to go to AEW until at least next year. His deal is up before WrestleMania, though. Was there ever any discussion of bringing Diamond Mind up as a trio? I don't know if the Creed brothers are going up quite yet either. I think right now we're in Angle territory. I haven't heard of any creative plans for them yet. Do you like the new AEW Fight Forever game? And someone says, have you heard of anything else possibly being added to the game in the near future, excluding Stadium Stampede? Could include wrestlers or features. Yes, the plan is to continue to release features and wrestlers and gain word of mouth, improve the process, fix things that seem broken, and refine the experience to make it an all-encompassing, very user-driven game in that sense. I am enjoying it so far. I'm very excited to play Stadium Stampede. I think that is just a fantastic mode to add. Like, just a brilliant thing to add to a game. Any word on broadcasting for All In, All Out? That's being actively discussed. Who is the Ellie De La Cruz of both WWE and AEW? Daniel Garcia in AEW, and I'm going to say Zoe Stark in WWE. I think that she could become something very special. Does AEW intend to increase the backroom staff? Seems like they don't have enough creative talent relations part of the group. Well, I mean, they have been. They've just added Jimmy Jacobs. They added Chris Hero on a trial basis. Will Washington headed over to that company. Brian Danielson got added to the creative end of things. So they are. Is there genuine heat between Eddie Kingston and Claudio at this point? Or is that all water under the bridge and now purely kayfabe? It's kayfabe. Has anyone seen or heard of Serena Deeb? She has not been at TV since the last time she was at TV, and there are no creative plans that are in store for her. Sean, do you know why ratings for Dynamite haven't been released yet? Well, show buzz is down, but also it's a holiday week. Do you know when Jade is expected back? Haven't heard of any imminent plans there either. Hey, Sean, BWE said on Twitter that Becky's taking off 3 months after SummerSlam. Have you heard anything on that? I had somebody ask people close to her, and they said no time off needed currently, that's a stretch, and that she would tell you that she just lets her body snap like a proper worker and works until she can't anymore. But yeah, I guess we'll see. I'll work to find out more, but I haven't heard anything about that whatsoever. Do you think the abrupt departure of Mandy Rose sped up or hurt the story they were telling of Toxic Attraction? It absolutely sped it up. It 100% did. I mean, it's sped up and changed a lot of things. I mean, they still had plans for Mandy Rose there, but obviously that didn't work out the way that they wanted. But I think that the GG and JC stuff, like, they are so, I thought that maybe they should remain a unit, but man, they are so great individually. So I think it's worked out fairly well. And now Mandy's making a bunch of money. How do we get Punk as a full heel feuding with the people or Kenny specifically? When WCW got hot, Hogan leaning into his reality was the trigger. When WWF got hot, it was HBK leaning into his reality that was the trigger, and Austin was the lightning. Yeah, but I mean, they were also very, very political performers. Shawn Michaels and Hulk Hogan all were. And I mean, you could argue that CM Punk was or whatever, but those caused an awful lot of headaches as well. Now, granted, within about a year, Hulk Hogan put over Lex Luger, Sting in some capacity, and Goldberg. But the big one was supposed to be Sting at Starrcade, and he screwed that up. Sean, what's up with Karrion Kross? Is this a Vince stop, or does Hunter not believe in him? When is his deal up? Oh, his deal has years left on it, so no time soon. Several years left on it, to the best of my knowledge, but I mean, AJ Styles is facing Karrion Kross at Madison Square Garden tonight. Like, does Hunter not believe him? They just had him beat AJ Styles in like 2 minutes. So, I mean, I know it's not like the ideal push that you saw in NXT, but he's all right right now. I mean, he's in a feud with AJ Styles and doing very good. What are some recommendations of synth music that you like? Well, if you listen to our intros that we have, there are there's a lot of them that are a lot of samples, rather, that we use. I think Gunship is really great. Pink Mist is one of my favorite songs ever. Thunder Rosa recently did an interview saying that she's going to be at least 6 more weeks before she can return to the ring. Do you have any more info on that? That's a Doc Samson recommendation as a, let's see where it goes from here. The fact that we haven't gotten word of a surgery seems very, very positive to me. Have you heard rumors who the fifth man of BCC might be for Blood and Guts, or do you have some ideas or suggestions? Yeah, a big New Japan name would be good. Or Pac, because the last time we saw him, he got his face busted open by the Elite. Or Chris Hero, as he's got the connection to Claudio. Listening to Reg and Kate's latest review of ROH, or as they call it, AEW Dark with Titles, was really depressing, considering how hot the weekly show was when it started in the studio. What was the internal perception of the brand within ROH and AEW? Do they feel it's successful what they're going for? Well, obviously, they'd be a lot happier if they had a TV deal. Warner Brothers Discovery hasn't been interested in doing a TV deal for it outside of the pay-per-view distribution. But originally, I don't know if it was supposed to be as AEW Dark similarly, because this was not, I mean, they had an AEW Dark in Dark Elevation, but the WBD deal with Collision necessitated exclusivity. So they couldn't run AEW Dark on their standard television. Now, maybe if they get a streaming deal or something with WBD and Max, they can put that back on Max or something of that sort. But it has had an effect on ROH. And we reported this was going to happen, where a lot of the indie wrestlers were going to get their opportunities on ROH. Now, obviously, this is not the ROH that was bought, or the ROH that people fell in love with. It is simply more content. And that's what this is. What happens with Aussie Open being in United Empire once they're fully on AEW ROH? I mean, they are already signed there, and Mark Davis has been off TV for quite some time, but Ospreay says they're still a part of the group. They can do that. I mean, they still have best friends as members of Chaos, unless they come up with a creative reason around that. Is it safe to assume WWE putting a pay-per-view in Chicago a week that AEW usually does their show isn't a coincidence? So for those wondering, AEW usually runs a Thanksgiving week show in Chicago, but I mean, they could simply just not do that. I know it's something Tony Khan always wants to do, and he is big on sticking to their traditions. How come AEW doesn't do named TV specials anymore? I don't have a specific answer for this. I think it's the potential of expanding their schedule. Is Leo Rush signed to Impact? Haven't seen it confirmed anywhere. I don't think that he is signed to a full-time deal, but he hasn't worked anywhere else since the end of May. So that's pretty interesting. Usually they would want the pop of being associated with that, but he's only worked those one tapings that I know of. And he hasn't worked in New Japan since then, but he had been opposed to signing a full-time deal for quite a while. Sean, anything further about Triple H missing Raw? A night off in the end? Yep, it was a night off. He's supposed to be back Friday today at Madison Square Garden. What's up with Brian Pillman, Griff Garrison? Griff wrestled that one match in ROH and hasn't wrestled since. Hadn't been talks of them teaming. Brian Pillman hasn't even been at AEW in quite a while. I mean, he's still under contract, but he's not been there. I mean, I look at Varsity, the Varsity Blondes, and I'm like, damn, they should have been what Chase U became. Now, I mean, granted, they're wildly different levels of experience there, because Andre Chase is experienced and has been around and knows all that, but I mean, that they could have had something a little bit more similar to that instead of the white meat babyface aspect of what they had. What are the chances of New Japan guys being added to Fight Forever via DLC? You know what? I think it's possible, but I wouldn't count on it. If they could maybe come to some sort of agreement with New Japan, I think that would be great, because there are going to be a lot of people that don't particularly even care about AEW that are like, hell yeah, let me work on this. Let me get this game because of the ability to have New Japan talent on there. Still plans for a DIY reunion push. There was a couple weeks ago. I don't know if it's still in the cards, but there were a lot of plans for that. As far as long-term creative, I'm not sure, but there was absolutely short-term creative that was in the works. Any sort of update on Bray Wyatt? I miss my spooky BS. I haven't heard much about him in quite some time, and now's about the time that I'm going to start poking around and asking, because we're going on 4 or 5 months now. What's the most logical next step for LA Knight to avoid his popularity potentially cooling off? Well, I think, one, they need to have him stop attacking people like Rey Mysterio and Santos Escobar after the bell. But I don't think that that would hamper him at all. In fact, it would probably help him out. Like, he could get ridiculed by a heel for having the entire crowd, entire country behind him and still coming up short. And then he goes off on them and he starts a feud with a heel. By the way, for those that were actually asking about the Dynamite numbers, they finished first in the demo, and they had 855,000 viewers. Any rumors regarding the real AEW belt CM Punk is carrying around in the bag? Will we see a new title exclusive to Collision? I don't know about that, because MJF is still carrying around the title. I don't know why it is that it's in the bag. I'm not sure about that, because MJF has a new belt made. But I know that there was discussion of having that bag, you know, in the weeks before Collision, and him using the replica line before Collision. What matches are currently being discussed for All In? Darby Swerve, Omega, Takeshita. Now, All In, All Out week, I should say that. This is what were being discussed. At one point, a Sting tag team match was being discussed. I hadn't heard of anything set for FTR when I asked. I know they wanted to do CMFTR versus the Elite. I would imagine Jamie Hayter getting a title shot against Tony Storm as well. Any update on Chris Hero in AEW? He posted about being at Forbidden Door after your report of him working Collision. He was at Forbidden Door. He's been around quite a bit of late. He's talking with the Wrestling Perspective podcast at length, almost 2 hours. That'll go up Monday on Fightful. How about we put it up early for early access? We'll get the audio of it, and we'll run some early access audio and, of course, some early notes, and we'll see what he has to say. Do you know who Miro didn't want to job to while he was on hiatus for 8 months? That was a massive series of miscommunications, because I would hear things from every side. At one point, Miro was supposed to come back, work Hobbs, and they were going to trade wins, and they seemed cool with it, but the idea got changed. Then there was going to be Miro coming back in a battle royal, and as far as I know, he was cool with that, and there was some miscommunication because he was pulled from the battle royal because they didn't want him to lose, and then some miscommunications there. I'll see what I can get out there and report. But there were just a series of miscommunications between Miro, agents, and AEW. Was Gable Stevenson in NXT a one-off, or will he be a regular there? Well, he's going back to college, so he won't be around while he's in college, but he'll be popping up here and there. Any update on Wheeler Yuta? Yeah, he's got a pulled hamstring, but he's still scheduled for Blood and Guts as of right now. Has there been any talk of AEW running a more centralized New York City venue like Barclays or MSG that are easier to get to? I don't know what the agreement is with WWE and MSG since they've started to run more TV there and more big shows there. So I wouldn't expect MSG. I think WWE very much did not like the idea that ROH and New Japan were running that show. And of course, by the time they ran that show, a lot of the people that sold out that show were no longer there. But as of now, I've heard Arthur Ashe. When in the Sam Janela with the thumbtacks heel, are we going to get another Cracker Barrel match in AEW? Darby OC versus Sammy Garcia seems like a perfect thing for that. Well, whenever Cracker Barrel is willing to pony up the dough, I'm sure they would be happy to do sponsored matches in AEW. It's just a matter of securing them, making the money, and getting the company to pay for it. AEW retweeting Santana's comeback videos means he's not leaving, right? Have you heard anything about him and Ortiz patching things up? I have not heard anything about he and Ortiz patching things up. I spoke with Santana very, very briefly because, one, he said thank you for me wishing him well upon his, you know, his return and all that stuff and his injury, and he was off social media for a long time. But I had actually heard a rumor that he was supposed to maybe travel to a Collision taping or a Dynamite taping, and he said, nope, that wasn't ever, it didn't ever come across my thing, so not true. So he wasn't supposed to be there, but he is still on the roster. He is still signed as of right now. As far as current plans, unfortunately, I don't know. Has there been any word on what AEW is doing with Collision All In Weekend? I wouldn't expect that to be announced until they get past the 80,000 ticket mark, which they are past the 75,000 ticket mark now. Not sold. I think 68,000 sold. But I think once they get that closer to a sellout or, you know, capacity, they will probably announce what their plan is then. In your assessment, do you believe that Colt Cabana being backstage is an indication of progress with the overall CM Punk issues? No, I just think that CM Punk isn't going to be at Dynamite by and large moving forward. Any update on Big E? He says he feels healthy, doesn't have a timetable on his return. He was supposed to be in London at one point to do media, but none of New Day were brought over. So that's unfortunate. I would have loved to have done media with Big E. When WWE announced War Games last year, did they say it would be annual or exclusive to Survivor Series? They didn't, and they didn't. I think they'll use it whenever it fits appropriately. I don't think you should force that type of thing. But, I mean, I think if you had moved that to a different thing, you could do Survivor Series and War Games. But if you want to make that more thematic, sure, have at it. I just love a good old traditional Survivor Series match. Are there any indie talent that are currently receiving interest from AEW, WWE? WWE is always looking, but they have still, as of July 7th, 2023, we have zero new WWE main roster signings. Think about that. There were 20 between the time Triple H took over and the start of December. There haven't been any this year. I know a lot of people asking, Carlito. I hope he shows up tonight. Haven't heard it. Heard the rumors. He has absolutely pulled out of shows, but I hope, because maybe that's a sign of things changing, but there's been a hiring freeze, unfortunately. AEW, if they're interested in any talent, they just bring them in. Any updates on TV contracts for WWE and AEW? WWE is starting to field offers. AEW have been in talks for quite some time. I'll probably do something more about that imminently, but yeah, they're in talks. Saw Rhea Ripley do an Instagram ad for DraftKings on betting for the upcoming UFC event. Is this additional opportunities because of the merger acquisition? Are people within WWE expecting more money opportunities like this in the future? No, this particular one isn't. And I know this because Jordan Grace just got one via Steve Kay and Mojo Rawley's company. Gabby, formerly of Busted Open Radio, who is wonderful, she's been promoting them as well. They leaned very, very heavily into female wrestling talent influencers and doing that. And there are a couple of males as well, but they did the smart thing by, I mean, a lot of guys follow those girls. So why not do that? Because you're targeting a certain demographic, a younger demographic, one that likes to gamble as well. Hit us up, DraftKings. Has Warhorse gotten any more interest from larger companies like Impact or AEW? So he did a couple of spots for AEW. He's still really young. I mean, he's 30. But I haven't heard of anything like in the last year. I know he worked a couple of tapings in Missouri. And that's usually what they do. Whenever they're in Missouri, they'll bring him in and he'll do stuff. But I haven't necessarily heard anything. But, I mean, he is still prominently booked on the independent circuit. I mean, he's working like almost every weekend, and he's working across like Illinois, Missouri, Colorado, Canada, Midwest, especially. But he's still getting those bookings, man. So good for him. He's busy every weekend, it looks like. Do you think there's a realistic chance of Jey Uso being the one to take the title from Roman. No, I don't. I don't think that Roman Reigns is going to lose to Jey Uso at all. I think that Jey Uso's full circle comeuppance moment was him beating Roman Reigns at Money in the Bank, and now he'll lose to Roman Reigns at SummerSlam. That's how I'm seeing it, man. Like, that was his big, big, big moment. That's what it built up to. That's what his moment was after, you know, all the beatdowns, all the matches. All the stuff that he did was built up to him pinning Roman Reigns. And I don't hate the idea of him being the first person to pin Roman Reigns. I still think this all works pretty well, even maybe even better, if Cody Rhodes had beat him for that championship. And then it started a downward spiral, and Roman Reigns mowed through a bunch of people in April, in May, in June, and then Jey Uso beats him as well. I think it could have worked out really well, but I don't think that Jey Uso is going to be the person that takes the title away from Roman. Is there a creative change coming for Anna Jay? She hasn't been on TV lately, or has she been injured? Been hoping she's going to become the House of Black during her little feud with Julia. I would love to see her accompany Jungle Boy. Why not? I mean, I have felt like a lot of what we saw out of Anna Jay over the last year or so maybe didn't fit her. It didn't seem genuine. Like, I believe she genuinely enjoyed doing that character, and she's worked to improve in the ring an awful lot, as we've seen. But I don't know if that was necessarily a fit for her. I think that her being a second for Jungle Boy and also wrestling does fit. I mean, she was wrestling a couple weeks ago, though. She was in the Owen Hart tournament on Rampage. So, yeah, that happened. Hi, Sean. For the special set piece you're going to do for the Cody Rhodes leaves AEW one-year anniversary of your report, will you be diving deeper into the causes that led to his departure? Fascinated on what went down through the months prior for him returning to WWE after being pivotal for the creation of AEW. I will, but that year has already come and passed. It'll probably be like a two-year thing because there's a lot of things I don't have the answers to, including many of the reasons as to why. But there's an awful lot to that story and even the story behind the story. And you guys really liked that CM Punk one. So I'm going to do some more of those. Stories behind getting stories. Obviously, we're not going to burn any sources, but sometimes that stuff can be very, very interesting as well, and you kind of learn our process of how that works. I've seen all the rumors about Ibushi possibly heading to AEW for Blood and Guts. Have you heard when he actually might appear? Nope, but he is planned. As of right now, he is the plan to be in Blood and Guts. Anything can happen. Anything can change. But that's the work in progress. We were actually trying to get an interview with him, and we were told by his or a freelancer was told by his management that his schedule's picking up. Dug in a little bit more on that. That's what's going on. Can't remember the name of the person, but Jericho recently had the main person over live events on his podcast who mentioned they aren't allowed to mention or announce events that a market WWE is running until after the event had passed. With WWE announcing today an event in Greenville and the same building Collision will be in a few weeks, does this rule not apply to them? Apparently not. However, I can tell you that absolutely is true and does apply to AEW as far as WWE is concerned because WWE puts that in their deal agreements with these venues. So, for example, I went to Rupp Arena to watch SmackDown, and at that show, I actually found out that AEW Collision was running Rupp Arena in a couple of months. However, I was told they could not announce that because the WWE show was already promoted, so they had to wait until after that happened. I don't know if there's a buffer or anything like that because they announced it in pretty short order. Like we reported it the next day. I was not going to sit on that like I did the Cincinnati news. So we reported that, and we reported actually that AEW was going to come to Cincinnati in September, which I'm not sure if that's formally announced yet. One of the things I've enjoyed most about watching weekly ROH show over the past few months is seeing the Renegade Twins in action. With that, do you believe TK has any plans to introduce women's tag division belts in the near future? I hope that what he does is just introduce World Women's Tag Titles. It doesn't have to be AEW. Just announce World Women's Tag Titles and then they could be defended in New Japan, in AEW, in ROH, and it could make a lot of things work, a lot of versatility with those titles. The Renegade Twins had told people that I know, at least as of last fall, that they were signed somewhere, so I assume that they're signed with AEW, although I haven't had that confirmed. What does New Japan think of AEW acquiring their talent and becoming AEW contracted wrestlers, referring to Jay White, Juice Robinson, Aussie Open, Lance Archer, as opposed to the Elite? Lance Archer was already under contract very, very early on. Aussie Open looked to get a big pay bump. New Japan, I'm not saying they're not paying people well or anything like that, but they're getting paid a lot more in AEW. Jay White was ready to move to the States as well. They expect and know that they're going to have their talent picked off to some degree. Elite contract status, still in negotiations. Were the ladies going to get blood and guts before the Hayter injury? Not that I've heard. I understand why people would want to speculate that, but I haven't heard that. Does WWE just not know how to book baby faces? Was it so long between having an actual over face they don't know how to pay it off? I feel like we've seen this repeatedly this year with Sammy, Cody, and LA Knight. Cody's super over. Sammy and KO are super over. They paid off Jey Uso. They're super over. Becky Lynch, mega, mega over as well. Bianca Belair, really, really over. It's not always going to be a happy ending. But I agree that several of those stories should have been happy endings. I am in full agreement. But we're talking about them having 6, 7, 8 really, really over baby faces a few years removed from them not being able to book a baby face at all. At all. And this is a far cry from that. We always talk about Mercedes and AEW, but do you see her reuniting with WWE when she's healthy? I think that eventually she will. Eventually, I mean, she's all about moments, and she knows that'd be a big moment. But I don't know when it would be a big moment for her. I think that maybe like years down the line could be. Or she could pop up WrestleMania season without a contract and be like, hey, I want a prime match. And if she comes back like that, she could probably demand a big top build match. And it would work out really, really well for her. Will we see less shows that run in Chicago in 2024? Yeah, I believe so. I don't think it'll be as heavily hit. I think it's going to be burned out a little bit. Were any other cities up for Survivor Series? Yeah, I'm sure others were discussed. But, I mean, I don't think it's a coincidence that you know they're running the same week. AEW usually runs Chicago. But, I mean, that's competition. You got to expect it. Is Mexico City being looked at as a location for a future PLE? Not that I've heard. But if they have, like, for if LWO catches fire, I could absolutely see them being like, yep, let's run Mexico City. What's the deal with Dyad, Grizzled Young Vets? Sounded like they requested their release. The Loser Leaves Town with the Creed seemed like an easy way out, but they won. What's up? They're not getting their release. Their deals are up later this year, and they're going to leave at that point. But other than that, they are still with the company. Guys, thank you all so much. Thank you for bearing with me. I am battling some wretched vertigo right now, but we'll be back full strength next week. We got you in about a half an hour today. But as always, if you have questions about these stories, drop them right below in the comment section on Fightful Select. It would mean an awful lot. That's one of the benefits of the service. But spread the word. We would greatly appreciate it. Until next time, we're out.